You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Justin's here to help us make sense of the policy announced by the Chinese government this week, which protesters in Hong Kong have already come out against. What is this national security law about, Justin?
Yeah, so the national security law, I would generalize that into two parts. So it's basically establishing new departments by in Hong Kong and a new legal procedure. So the new law established two new government bodies, I would say. The first one is a Committee on National Security inside the Hong Kong government. It was only made by the top officials of the Hong Kong government, including the chief executive, the chief of the second in command, the chief secretary, the finance security secretary, and the justice security, etc., etc., and the police as well. And what they are in charge of, they are in charge of formulating policies and coordinating the work for national security. And other than Hong Kong government officials, there is also a national security advisor, which is appointed by Beijing, will also sit at the committee meetings. And the biggest problem I found about that, it acts in absolute secrecy. Nothing, no information will be disclosed, and whatever decisions it makes cannot be challenged through the legal system.
There's no appeal rights at all.
There's no appeal rights. There's no judicial review to challenge the decisions made by the committee. But another government department that is being set up is a direct outpost of Beijing in Hong Kong. It's called the Office for Safeguarding National Security. Okay. They are not subject to any jurisdiction of the Hong Kong government, which means they can enjoy immunity and they are not subject to inspection, search or detention by law enforcement, and so on and so on. So this office is basically China's own law enforcement personnel being stationed in Hong Kong, and they are in charge of collecting and analyzing intelligence and information concerning national security, and in some cases handling cases concerning offense endangering national security in accordance with the national security law. Sorry about that. And the police and the legal department will also set up new divisions to enforce this national security law. For example, the police can also recruit foreign qualified professionals and others to perform such duties to enforce these laws, while the Department of Justice will also set up a special division to prosecute national security offences, which these prosecutors are appointed by the Top Secret Committee on National Security that I just mentioned earlier, that basically no one can scrutinise it.
Well, can we back up a bit? I'm interested in like what sort of the kaupapa of that National Security Committee is. What do they consider to be of concern in terms of national security? What are their threats that they're looking out for at the moment?
That's the biggest problem of it. The law didn't say anything about it. And yeah, because there's no scrutinise it, all the information is held inside a black box. We have no idea. Back home or over here, we don't know how that works and what is the definition of national security is. But that doesn't even stop here, because this national security law also covers four offences: succession, which someone tries to commit, once someone tries to undermine national unification, which means now saying Hong Kong independence, it's now a crime in Hong Kong; subversion, which the law defines as trying to subvert the state's power, whether they are trying to planning, participating, or assisting. This subversion of the state's law has been used in China previously to detain political descendants or even sentence them to prison. One of the most famous cases is Liu Xiaobo, who was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2008. He passed away, sadly, I think last year. He never had a chance to receive the award in person. And the third offence that this national security legislation set up is terrorist activities, which the law says, including sabotaging means of transport or transport facilities. I personally think that is targeting recent protesters because some of the actions are blocking roads or trying to disable railways from working to cause as much to cause as much trouble as possible. And the fourth one, this is a biggest concern for all the Hong Kongers overseas, is collusion with a foreign country, with which the national security legislation says asking for other countries to impose sanctions or blockades against China or Hong Kong, as well as provoking hatred among Hong Kong residents towards the Hong Kong and Chinese governments is now an offence.
Wow.
Yeah. But that doesn't even stop here. And I swear this is the last one. But there are new legal procedures. But the national security law also outlines the legal procedure on how trials on these offences will be executed. So those who are convicted will be convicted of national security crimes will be disqualified from running in elections. And those who are holding offices when convicted will be removed from their positions. The national security law shall apply to offences committed against the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, I'm direct quoting it, from outside the region by a person who is not a permanent resident of the region. So what does that mean? This is so important that even you, a New Zealand citizen, could be criticizing China, and under that, you or the Hong Kong government, you are in breach of the national security law. Right. And if the Chinese government or the Hong Kong government want to prosecute you, they can just wait for you to enter Chinese or Hong Kong soil, and they can arrest you immediately for national security breaches. And other than that, judges ruling national security cases are appointed by the chief executive, that's the head of the Hong Kong government, and they could be taken off from the appointees list if they, quote, make any statement or behaves in any manner endangering national security during the term of office. And in some circumstances, when the trial involves state secrets or public order, parts of the trial will be closed to the media and public. And in other cases, juries on these trials could also be replaced by a panel of three of those appointed judges if the Justice Secretary decides it is the most appropriate way to do this. But the final point of my report is, in case that one incident is complex due to the involvement of a foreign country of external elements, or the Hong Kong government decides it has no, it is unable to effectively enforce the national security law, China can exercise jurisdiction over that case, meaning, in plain terms, that Chinese law will be directly applied on Hong Kong legal procedures instead of Hong Kong ones.
Wow.
And I have reached out to a couple of politicians about that. More reaction, hopefully, will be gathered next Tuesday. Yeah. And in fact, this report itself could be used by the Hong Kong government to say, I am inciting hatred amongst Hong Kong residents, or I am colluding with foreign countries, so I may be arrested.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.